you're on the bottom of Hayomad Aleph. The Neho Irsha Sholchu Eshiklehim says the people sent a shliach and he lost the money. So he has to take a shvua to the Gizborim if they already were touring the Lishka. So then these people were Yotzei their shekel, so he has no din with them. But the Gizborim have to make him take a shvua because he's making them lose out. The Hekdish never got the money. Omer Abelazar, the Reb Shimon. This mission goes according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Omer Kodshim Shuchai Bachriusum Kinechasev. So otherwise you don't take a shvua on Kodshim. So why did you take a shvua to the Gizborim? The Ishkalim are already Kodesh, and you don't take a shvua to Hekdish. Hekdish is mamuit from a shvua. But according to Reb Shimon, Kodshim that your chayiv bachriyusan are considered like yours. Your chayiv to make it up. So then those kodshim are considered your property, and therefore you take a shvua on it. Om Rabbi Yochanan divrei akolhi mishum shvua stakana. Rabbi Yochanan says no. It's lav dafka according to Reb Shimon. This shvua is not a shvua deraisa. Shvuas hashomrim that normally be potter by kodshim, and here you chay because it's something that your chay bachrayis, and since you have to replace it, so it's yours legabe the responsibilities, that's considered yours. And the rabbanon hold no, that just because you're responsible for it doesn't make it less hektish, and therefore it's potter from a shvuah. Here it goes according to everybody. It's Islam as shvuah the rabbanon, the special shvuas takana that the rabbanon made. The Takun Chavitin. Reb Shimon he Chodesh Nan V'Masnishan Da Shomrim Nishboim Reb Shimon he Dim Lokein Hakaimelin Nishboim Like Deishas. This Mishnah has to go into Reb Shimon because normally we hold you don't take a shvua on things that are Kodesh. Shvuas Takana Kodesh Lo Yizalzul Hashomrim B'Shmiras Hakodesh. Really it's only a shvua the Rabbanim that they should be more careful. They're going to know that if they lose it, they're going to have to take a shvua. And it's a shvua the Rabbanim. Avam Midaraisa Ein Hachinami Dipturim Dipturim El Takanta the Rabbanim Slava Takanta the Rabbanim. Where it says Aldas Rabbi Yochanan Nicha Nishboim L'Gizborim Yimlav Nishboim L'Vnei Ha'ir Uvnei Ha'ir Shoklim Acherim Tachtehim. Nishum shvuas takana. Eller blazer nishboim levnei ha'ir. Hadoa hi the Reb Shimon nishboim legizborim. Oh, 1 second. It says it like this. They, according to Reb Yochanan, that this is only a shvuas takana. So then it makes it, and the Mishnah makes sense. Why? What does the Mishnah say? That if the lishka was nitram, so they were ready Yotzei, so he has no din with the Bnei Ha'ir. They were ready Yotzei. They didn't lose out anything, the fact that he lost it. So who's going to lose out? Hektish. Right? So that's why he takes a shua to the Gizborim. But if the Lishka was not Nitram, so then he has a problem with the Bnei Ha'ir, because Lechora, they're going to have to bring another shekel. So he has to take a shua to the Bnei Ha'ir. And then the Bnei Ha'ir bring another shekel. Okay? So Ella Rabbi Lezer, right, that it's talking about where you take a shvuas hashomrim, right, nishboim levnei ha'ir hadohi the Reb Shimon. The fact that you take what's it called that you'd have to take nishba to bnei ha'ir on hektish, okay, that goes like Reb Shimon. It's not a takana de rabban, it's a takana de raisa. Therefore the shomer lost the thing and maybe he has it. So he has to take a shvua that he wasn't posheya, and he doesn't have it. And that he takes to who? To the Bnei Ha'ir, when they were already not touring the Lishka, and then they're going to have to make it good. So that we understand. He takes a shvua to them, because they're losing out. And and even though it's Kodshim, but it goes to Reb Shimon, since they're Chayi Bachrayis. But in the case of what's it called, Nishboim leGizborim, Gizborim Avidetayu. What's the purpose of taking a shvua to the Gizborim? What's it called? The Lechora, they have no shaychus over here. Eler Belezer, the Moki LaKrib Shimon, Dafka. Al Korchu Tesfar, Lady Shvua Zul Deraisa. He says, it goes to Reb Shimon, this shvua is a regular shvua Sashomrim. Ha Nicha Bishvua Shinishboim Vneho Ir Shaper, Mokmish LaKrib Shimon. The shvua that they have to take to the people of the city right? That makes sense. It's hektish, goes according to Reb Shimon, and the reason he takes the shvuah to the Bnei Ha'ir is because he has to make sure that they have to be sure that he doesn't have it, and he didn't wasn't posheya and has chayiv them to pay. Chayiv to pay them. The kivin shechayiv achriyusan nechasim diduhinu. They're considered like their nechasim. The lo shel hektish, but it's not hektish. Avon nishboim legisborim dereisha afilu imok mislok Reb Shimon nami tikshila. The kivin de b'shus hagisborim heim the hektish ninu ushvu azu lama ha'ein nishboim ala hektish. The nisha rekusha. Mashikosu b'svarim yishon nishboim v'nei ho'ir b'maimed gizborim lo gasin in hacha. Okay, let's have a second. So the ma'isa, the Gemara asks a kasha though, that's good for the case where you're nishba to the Bnei Ha'ir, because they're going to have to make it good. But in the case where the Bnei Ha'ir were yotzei, so why in the world are you nishba to the gizborim? It's pure hektish. Nobody's chayiv in the achrayis of it anymore. So what's the purpose of being nishba to the gizborim? Even according to Reb Shimon, you're only chayiv to be nishba on hekdeshos that somebody's chayiv b'achrayus son is considered like theirs, but nobody's chayiv b'achrayus here anymore. Right? Gizborim are going to have to pay this shekel for these people. Right? It's just that hektish lost out, so it's a pure shvuah to hektish. So there's no shvuah on hektish. So what kind of shvuah do you take to the gizborim? So if you say that the mission is talking about a shvuah d'oraisa, and the reason you take a shvuah is because it's kachim shechayiv b'achrayusam, that only applies to the case where they already were, where they weren't yet torim the lishka, and the bailim are going to have to bring another shekel. Then it's still considered theirs because of the achrayis. But if they're potter from achrayis because they already were torim the lishka, then it's a pure loss to hektish. So what's the shvuah for? Even according to Reb Shimon, there's no shvuah. And the Gemara doesn't answer this question, and the girsa we have in the Gemara is not the right girsa, he says. So we should end by my aviditoyu, and the next words nishpoyim with nehir b'mayim gizborim ki heichid lo lechashdinu, right? Inami lo nafshu lo poshim, right? What's it called? So that this is all not there. Okay. So he says why. The nisha b'kusha umashi kasu b'svarim yishonim nishboyim with nehir b'mayim gizborim lo garsinim hacha. Right, this is taken from the Bavli in a different sugya for a different question, and it happened to be transposed over here, but it doesn't belong over here. There's no answer to that kasha. Right, Elamai must be that in Echanami he also agrees that it's a shuas takana at least on that side. It's only the Rabbanan, but it's the Reis on the side where they weren't touring the lishka and they're going to have to pay back. Then it's a shua the Reis according to Reb Shimon. Uveshas the Bavli bab matzia nunches garsinemba aliba de Shmuel. The Mataris Larumian Resolution, the Hacha, the Hossam, the Bari Shomer Sachar. There it's going on a different kasha. The Gemara over there says that it could be even talking about a Shomer Sachar, right? And he's still potter on Geneva and Aveda, because talking about the Geneva Aveda, that's an onus. Geneva, which is listed in Mizuyim, and Aveda, where his boat sank. The Nishboim Lipel Scharen. And the Gemara wants to answer over there that the Shvuah over here is not a Shvuah for the Kodshim, for the Shkolim. It's a Shvuah they should be able to get paid. The kashulon hasam ihachi nishboim with neho ir mi boyale lechora. Then it should say you're nishba to the bnei ha'ir. They're the ones who have to pay him. He has to take a shvua not because of the shkolin, but because he wants to get paid. And from here we learn that if you give money to you hire an uman to do something for you, and he ruins the thing, so you have to pay him still. You have to pay him for his work, because over here they paid him for a lechara the shlichas, and he goofed up the shlichas. Still, he takes a shvua that he didn't do it on purpose. He wasn't what's it called, and they have to pay. So the hamishani hasam rabba nishboim with nehoir b'mayim et gizborim. There it said you taka nishba with nehoir. If it's talking that he's taking a shvua to get paid, the shvua surely is not for the gizborim. They're not paying him. It's the bnei ha'ir paying him for his shlichas. So therefore, what's it called? The Gemara says, "Nishboim with Nehoir b'maimed hagizborim." The gizborim are there at the time they make the shul, but he's not nishba to the gizborim; he's nishba to the bnei ha'ir to get his money. According to this teretz, the mission is not going according to Reb Shimon. Taki, you don't take a shvua on the shkolim because it's ain't nishboim ala hekdeshos. You take a shvua to get paid, and that's not hekdesh; that's just regular money. The guy's not getting paid b'chlal, he's only a shomer chinam. And it's talking about regular Geneva Vaveda. Mine is Boim the Gizborim, but mine is Gizborim. And what it means, the Gizborim, means the Gizborim. Ulakachi, Porachosma, Hachterutsa, the Mokilok Rab Shimon, Mehodin is Boim the Gizborim, Nishibakusha. Therefore, when we ask the Kasha, according to the Rabbi Yochanan, according to Blazer, that it's Nishba, that they're Nishba on Hektish, and you're Nishba on the Shkalim, so then why are you Nishba to the Gizborim? It's only good that you're Nishba to the Bnei Ha'ir, because they're Chayyab Be'achrayis. But if they already were Yotze, they're not Chayyab Be'achrayis, then why are you Nishba Bechlal on Hektish just to the Gizbor? And that, the Mar doesn't answer. Below Mataritz, look, in a Mataritz Rabba, Aliva de Shmuel, Mishum de Hakterutza, Enu Elulaman de Moki Masis, and Beshomer Socher. Then you could say that they're Nishba on their wages. But if it's not a Shomer Socher, it doesn't get any wages. It's a Shomer Chinam. It doesn't get paid at all. Right? The one who says it's talking Rav Shimon doesn't hold his talking about Shomer Socher. Why? Because it's talking about Shomer Socher. Why don't you just say it's talking the Shmuel is not on the Hektish and it's not like Rav Shimon and it's on their wages? He holds not talking about Shomer Socher. So in any case, the Gemara doesn't answer it. Okay. So all of this is not here. Okay, so let's go on. Hifri Sheklo Va'avad. A guy was mafresh his shekel and he lost it. He lost it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav Be'achrayusa. Rabbi Yochanan says he has to make it good. He has to pay another one. Ad Shim Surrender L'Gizbor. Until he gives it to the Gizbor. Once he gives it to the Gizbor of Hegdesh, then it's considered Hegdesh is already. And then if it got lost, it's not his Achrayus, he was Yotzik. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer, Hektish b'shus ha-gavoh b'chol makom shehu. Once he was mafresh it, it belongs to Hektish, wherever it is. And if it gets lost, it's Hektish's problem. Once you mafresh Hektish, right, amirasol l'gavoh as k'misirasol l'hegit. It's like you gave it to Hektish. Memela, it's Hektish's fault. Once you were, until you were mafresh it, you set aside a coin, I'm going to give this to Shkalim. But you didn't separate it yet for Shkalim. Then if you lose it, you have to make it good. But if you already separated, this is Shkalim, then it's just a matter of delivering it. And Lamaisa, it belongs to Hektish. So if it got lost, it's not there. It's Hektish's loss. Masnisa pliga of Shimon ben Lakish. L'chora, our Mishnah is a raya connected to Shimon ben Lakish. Because it said if it got lost by the Shliach, before they made Truma Salishka, the Bnei Ha'ir have to make it good. L'chora, they already mafresh it. So it should belong to Hektish already, and it should be Hektish's loss, not the Bnei Ha'ir's loss. Nishboin l'Bnei Ha'ir, u'Bnei Ha'ir shoklin tachteyam. Right? Samara says, lo owed he mishum shuas takana. Enechanami, really there's no reason why they have to pay another one. And they really shouldn't pay. And he shouldn't take a shvua. It's just a shvua's takana that shluchim should be more careful with Hektish. And they only pay because of a takana. They should be more careful. But really, Nikradin, they don't have to pay anything. Gets lost. It belongs already to Hektish and it's Hektish's loss. Old who mishum takana kolomer kamola mila the shvuas hashliach mishum takana hachinami tashlum and neho ir no mishum takana. The fact that the people have to pay is only a takana to rabbanan. Really, nikra din they're potter from paying. Kedeshi abayla nizor mishmirasan. In order they should be careful, more careful with their shkolim. Mikomakom, kishenitruma truma, even the koi legamri b'shus hagizbor lo avdu rabbanan takanta. However, where the lishka was very nitrum, right? Even though in the case where it wasn't nitrum, it also belongs to Hektish. But they made a takana where it wasn't nitrum, but where it was nitrum already, then it's totally in the rishus of Hektish, they didn't make any takana. Now it's out of the rishus of Rabbayim completely. Then afkamil in shvua. Dafilu kodim shenitruma aim lo l'shliach lishava ela shvua d'rabbanan. Right? If before it was nitrum, he has to take a shvua, but that's only a shvua d'rabbanan. V'od nafkamina de'aim eshamin kefal ala mol salolu. L'achar shuhu frishul l'shiklo af shadayim biad bailan, because they belong to Hektish. And you don't pay kefal on Hektish, only on Hegid. Okay. Tony, harishonim noflim v'taklin chaditin, v'hashniim noflim v'taklin atikim. The first monies, and we'll see which is that, like where they now got new ones, and then it was found. Then you found the old ones. So they sent shkalim, they got lost, they were mafresh other shkalim, and then they found the first one. So now they have two sets of shkalim. What do they do with them? So they ask two kashas here. First of all, why wasn't the second one, Hekdish Tos. I only did it because I thought the first ones were lost. But now I found out the first ones weren't lost. And Hekdish Betos is not Hekdish. So it comes out, I made a mistake to make the second ones Hekdish. They should be Chulin. So they say, no, since the halacha was that they went to ask a shayla, what do I have to do now? My shkolim are lost. The halacha is separate other ones. That's not Tos. When they did it, they had to do it. It wasn't a Tos. The halacha was they had to separate it. Right? They didn't separate it because they thought it was lost and they thought they had to do it. They had to do it. The halacha was you had to do it as long as it's lost. So that's not called the Tos. Then they ask, L'chora, now that they separate other ones, why doesn't that take off the Kedusha from the first ones? So they say that doesn't work except by a Dover Mesuyim. But by money, it doesn't work that if you separate other money, the Kedusha goes off the first money. Right? If you separate money and you have a rooster that's Hekdish or something, and you separate another one, it could be the Kedusha goes to another one, but in this case it doesn't. So therefore both are Kodesh. What? Right. No, because here we don't know which money. There's no money that's Mesuyim or whatever, so you can't say that what's it called, the Kedusha went on the second money, went off the first money. Because if they want, they could take us back and give other money.
They're asking this about pidyon,
right? Pidyon, right. So therefore only one should be Kodesh. First one shouldn't be Kodesh. But both of them are Kodesh. So what do you do with them now? So one goes to the new Shkalim and the other one goes back to the Shkalim from last year. They don't give both of them to the new Shkalim because there's no Chiyuv of two for the new year. So one goes back on last year and one goes for this year. Elu, so which are the one, the first one that goes for the new year? Elu hein harishon ve'elan shniyim. Reb Pinchas be Reb Chiya v'Reb Abba Mari Chad Omar Elu sheshalchu b'nei ha'ir tchila. The ones called Rishon are the ones they sent first. And then they were lost. So those, when they're found, go to the new Shkalim, because those are the original ones that they were mafresh. And the ones that they separated in place of that, and then found out they didn't really need it, those go to the Shkalim of last year. They go into the thing for last year's Shkalim, because they're not needed for this year, so they're last year's. Sure, they can't work for next year, you don't get credit. So it goes to last year's Shkalim. The Charnom, the other one said, no, Elu Shigila de Gizborim Tchila. Rishoni means the one that the Gizborim got first. The first one, what's it called, the second ones they sent. That's the one they got first. And then they found the other ones. Those are the ones that they got second. So just the opposite. The ones that they separated underneath it, those are the ones for the Shkolim for this year. Because once they lost it, this is the Shkolim. And the ones they found afterwards, which happened to be the ones they sent first, right, but didn't get to the Gizborim first, those goes for last year's. Harishonim, Animtsu, Oshech, Zirum, Haganovim, Koi. The Hash, the Shneim, the Fonenu. It's either they found them or the Ganovim returned them. Shesholchu b'nei ha'tchila, hein rishonim. So it's a machlokas, which one are called the rishonim that go for the new shkolim, which one are called the shniim. One says rishonim means the one that they separated first. The other one says no, it's the one that the gizbarim got first, which means the ones they separated second. Okay, next mission. Hanosin shiklo v'chaveiro. Person, what's it called, gives a shekel to lishkol al yado. Okay, he gives a shekel to his friend. He tells him, go give this to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, give it for me. Be my shliach. And give this shekel, now there's machza shekel, to the gizbar. The shokle the asman, the guy went, did he use them for himself? He didn't give it for his friend, he gave it for himself. Im nitrum ha-truma mo'al ha-shokel. If the truma was already nitrum, so then this shekel became kodesh. Because they're toreim even for people who didn't give yet. Right, so once they're Torah, all the shkolim that are on the way become kodesh. So this guy now took a shekel at kodesh and used it for his own purposes. Used it to be yotze his shekel. So he's more. That's me'ilah. Me'ilah is where you take hektish and use it for your own purposes. Hashokel shiklo min ha-hektish. A person took a shekel of hektish. He didn't know it was hektish. It was money that already was donated to the Bedek HaBayis. Right, he made a nether, he made a nedava, this, I'm giving this money to the Bedek HaBayis. And then by mistake he took his machzah shekel from that money. So he took hektish for machzah shekel. The nitruma truma, the korva habehema, once the truma is made, so then you're a moel in the hektish. Or the first behema of korbanos sibur is a nikra. So then his money of hektish was used for his shekel. So it's meila. Now you can't use hektish money to pay your shekel. So once it was used, once he got Hano out of it, either the first carbon was made, or the truma was nitrum, right? So then, what's it called? You got benefit from it. Then you're moav. Mimaisa sheni umidmei shviyas yochel kenegdam. If you by mistake took your shekel from maisa sheni money, you gave that money to the Beis Hamikdash. So you take another maisa shekel and you use that for maisa sheni in place of it. You're pulled to the maisa sheni money on other money. Because now the Maisa Sheni money is somewhere in the Hegdish, in the Lishka. And the same thing to make Shvius. Shvius is also, what's it called, you have money from Shvius that you, by mistake, gave to what's it called, money that you bought Perish Shvius with, so the money becomes Kaddish Bekdusha Shvius, and you have to buy food with it, right, and they use it Bekdusha Shvius. So what you do is the same thing. So you take other money, and you... use it for things that are Kodesh Bekdusha Shvius, and the original money that you gave for the Masa Shekel now becomes transferred to the new money that you separate. And wherever it is in the Lishka, it's now, what's it called, just plain Hektish. Okay, see. Im Nitrum Atruma, Kodem Sheshokal. Before you, what's it called, took this Shekel by mistake from Hektish. Since the truma is for even the coins that didn't get there yet, when he gave him the shekel, it became kodesh. So when the guy used it for himself, he was moel. He was nehena from hektish now, because he's not going to have to give another shekel. Let's explain what chano did he get. He, what's it called, did a mitzvah. Mitzvah is not called hanoah. The Gemara explains, no, but he's potter from paying another shekel. So that's the hanoah. The hanoah is not the mitzvah of giving it. The hanoah is saving that you don't have to give another one. Because if the truma wasn't nitrum, the thing's not hektish. The fact that I gave you a shekel to give to the gizbar doesn't become hektish till you give it to the gizbar.
We've been saying before, the thing's more that it's already hektish before that.
It's not hektish, right. It's not hektish. I wasn't mafresh it. I just gave it to you and I told you to give it to him. I wasn't mafresh it for a shekel. I gave it to the shliach. But if nitrumat truma, it becomes kodesh no matter what, right away. Right. I wasn't mafresh it. I just gave it to him and told him, give it to hektish. Mina hektish. Shehaya biyadu mol shehektish lebedek abayis. Second case is where you had money that was hektish. You were makdish this money to Bedek Abayis. Ukesover Shem Shachun. You made a mistake. You thought that was regular money. You thought it was your money. And it's not your money. It's Hektish money that you happen to have in your house because you were makdish it already. The Shokel Men Shekel. You took your Chat Masa Shekel from that money. Minitruma Truma. And the Truma Salishka was taken. The Kona Behema Bosa Truma. And they bought the animals. The Krivua. Oz Neschayev Ashokel Korban Mi'ila. At that point, the guy who used this shekel of Bedek Habayis is chayiv, what's it called, the Karban Me'ila. Avol koldem l'chein lo mo'al. But before that, he's not mo'al. Why not? L'fisha ein me'ila ela b'motzi min ha'hegdish l'chulin. The only time there's me'ila is when you take hegdish and you change it to Rishus Chulin. But here you didn't take it out of Rishus of Hegdish. When the beginning was in Rishus of Hegdish, and now you gave it as a machzah shekel. It's also in Rishus of Hegdish. Just a different hegdish. So from hegdish to hegdish is no meila. It has to be hegdish to chulin. Avol hamotzi min hegdish lehegdish, afal pi shenehena eino moel. Ela achas she'osa maisa behegdish hasheni. Right? By hegdish to hegdish, you're only moel if you did a maisa, not just being motzi from rishus. If you're motzi to rishus of chulin, even before a maisa you're chayiv, just from the changing of rishus. But from hegdish to hegdish, you're not chayiv unless you're nehena from it. You have some tangible hanoah, then you're chayiv because of the hanoah. Tani labareisha nami karva behema. And the reisha, why doesn't say over there also that the shliach is only moel from the time that he, what's it called, the first carbon is brought where you get hanoah, right? No, over there it's different. Mishum to bereisha hamiila bedover she'ein bo pegam. Right, reisha is talking about something where there's no pegam meaning. The mitchila nami kishen nasan ze lishkol al yodo laholich legizber nasan. Right, nasan legizber. Right, over here, there's no loss to hektish. When there's a loss to hektish, then you need hanoah. When there's no loss to hektish, you don't need hanoah. Why? What's it called? Over here, there was no loss to hektish. The guy said, give this machzah shekel for me. Except he gave it for himself. but it ended up in the same place. Hekdesh didn't lose anything. L'chein mo'a miyad. That's why you're mo'ed immediately. You don't have to wait till the first behema. When there's no pgam, you're mo'ed immediately. Aval ha'cha de me'ila b'dover sheyesh bo pgam. When there is something, there is a pgam. There was a loss. De mitchila hukdesh ha'mo'os le'bedek ha'bayis. The zeh nosin l'shekel ha'krova. Right? So you changed it, and you now bedek ha'bayis lost out, because now you're using it for something else. Ain't no moel at sheyifkom. Special halacha, you're not moel until there is pagam, until there's a loss. In other words, some, so you take some hanoah from it. They brought the first carbon from it. Kiddushnam lo meseches meila. Kol davar sheyish bo pagam lo moel at sheyifkom. Anything where there's going to be a loss to hekdesh, it depreciates. You're only chayiv meila when it depreciates, when there's a loss. She'ein bo pagam kiven shehenehena moel. When there's no pagam, then as soon as you're Nehenna, and here as soon as he gave it to the Gizbar, he's Nehenna. He doesn't have to pay another shekel. Kenu Lashon Hagon Achosid. This is what's it called, the Gra. The Yochel Kenegdon. The Gemara Mefarshim. The Gemara explain what that means. Yochel Kenegdon. If it was Shavius or Meiser Sheni. Okay, let's go on. Hashokel Anan Taninan Im Korba Behema V'Tani Devei Rebbe Im Nitruma Hatruma. Right. Says in the Mishnah that if the first behema was what's it called was nikrav, that's when you're moel. And the Rebbe learned that if the truma, then even before they brought the first behema, but if they made truma salishka, then you're moel. So which is it? Do you have to wait till the first behema or truma salishka? So Mara says man tana im nitruma, skip the things in the middle. Let's see who he says over here. Anan tnan bereisha nitrum hatruma. The mashma the mol taketh afshalo karva. The reisha says that in nitrum hatruma you're moel immediately, right? Even if there was no carbon was brought. The tani the rebbe bereisha gam bereisha the karva. In the reisha the bereisha says that rebbe said that you're only moel if they brought the first carbon. So it's a machlokus between the bereisha and the mishnah. The mishnah says even if they made truma salishka and they didn't bring any carbon yet, you're moel. And the Brisa says you're only Moel, going to Rebbe, that if they actually brought a carbon. So Mara says, Mantana Nitrama, the Moel Miad, Apishlo Karva Dain. Who's the one who holds it? You're Moel immediately. Even if what's it called, they didn't get any actual Hana, right? Just that they were Torim already the Lishka, and it became Kodesh. And then as soon as you gave it, you're what's it called, you're Chayiv Ne'ila. Man tanim nitra truma, Reb Shimon, he goes according to Reb Shimon. The Amr Reb Shimon, miyad hoye makabel ma'osav, ba kohanim zrizim hein. What happened is like this, that as soon as the guy gave it to the Gizbar, right, they went and bought karbonis from it. Reb Shimon, so perak dalid, miyad hoye makabel ma'osav, hamasape karbonos, what's it called? The guy who now, what do they do with the Masa Shekel? They bought karbonos. How did they buy karbonos? They went to a sochein, right, to an agent who sold animals. They gave him money, and he gave him animals. Right. So the shaila is, when does he get the money for the animals? Does he get the money for the animals after he delivers, or immediately on making the deal? Okay, so Shimon holds that the guy gets the money immediately by making the deal. So immediately when this guy gave his shekel, they went out and bought animals, and he got his money, and therefore there's already a me'il over here, because the money was what's called, even if there was no animals actually bought from the Truma Salishka, but Lamaisa, as soon as they give it in, they go and buy karbonos from it. See what he says. Nimtza takev kishinit nitrama nase kachim isbeach zeha shekel shenasan lishko al yadayados. Once they're touring the lishka, right? They immediately took the money and bought animals. So the mice, you don't have to be makar of the animal. They already bought the animal. Something was done already. The fichach mol miyad. That's why they're mol immediately, because the shekel was used already to buy animals. The ilu the tana the masnis and the svarli hamasapik ain't a makaba molsav ad shem is beach maratza. He doesn't get his money till they bring the karbanos. Then it depends on when they brought the carbon, because the money wasn't given for the carbon until what's it called, till afterwards. So then what comes first, the hakravas carbon before the money bought the animal? But if you hold like Reb Shimon, the money for buying the animal was before they were makriv, so that came first. So whichever one came first, the hanoah was that you bought an animal or you were makriv an animal, right? If you didn't buy the animal until after it was nikrav, right? So then the kakrava came first. If you bought the animal before it was nikrav, then the buying first. The tichach mo miyad. The agent doesn't get his money until the korbanos are brought. Then they pay him. They pay him after the fact. Even if the truma salishka, nothing happened with that money yet. That money is being held till the korbanos are brought. Therefore, what's the first time? Oh, the korban is brought. Then later, you pay the guy for the animal. Adayin, the mali kishahin belishko biyada gizber. Kivin sheino nosno adayin l'sorach hakarbonos v'lo mol hachikarva. Since he didn't give it yet for the karbonos, what's the difference? The money didn't affect anything. But if you actually brought the carbon, then the money affected something. The Reb Shimon Omer miyad hoyu mekabel molsov. The sulo, the kan einach rayas mizbeach olav. Once the guy got the money, there's no more achrayus. What's it called? Only it just has to be that he has to get the money to hektish. The kivish in it mra chadero have the hektish. Mashenkin gavi am a sapik tzarich lomer does reason him. Kidei shol yovel idei psul. What's it called? What happened over here is that once the guy was torin it, so it goes right away into rishus of hektish. Mashen kein, the guy who is gives the animals, right? He doesn't want the money. Now Shein can gabi hamasapik tzarich lomer desrizim hein, that she shouldn't come the day psul. What, the carbon shouldn't come his hein? Kohanim is rizim hein. What happened? And they'll bring the carbon right away. What's this going on? Inach reis mizbeach olav, rak shiagia shikul. He doesn't have to make sure the karbanos are brought. He just has to make sure his shekel gets to hektish. So he's finished then. Masha'in came to Mesapeg. There they want to pay him until the carbon was brought. What's it called? The bikdusha. Okay. The shame bailim harishon and minigayit. Okay. Okay. Now the Gemara is the following. The kohanim's reason, hey man. The kohanim was reason to make sure that so then that's like this. The problem's like this. Why, according to Reb Shimon, did they pay the guy right away? Why weren't they afraid that something would be possible in the carbon and then he'd have to return the money and then end up paying for a possible carbon? So what it says, no, the Kohanim was the reason, and we weren't afraid that the carbon would become possible. So we paid the guy right away. Reb Shimon holds, you paid him right away. As soon as he was Mesapik the behemoth, you didn't wait till they were brought. Kohanim's reason. And the other man, the Amoral, is nowhere, is afraid that maybe something will be possible, and he ended up paying for these karbonos, and they ended up being possible. Okay. Where it says, the kasha, ilu hagone volosa shul chavero, the shachto stam, stam alodo shek baile marishonim mechateres. Bechora, what's the case over here? The guy gave him a shekel to give for him. Reuven gave Shimon a shekel to give for Reuven, and Shimon used it for himself. So why is the problem? When Shimon gave that shekel, Mestami gave it stam. Even though he had it in mind for himself, but it goes for Reuven. It's Reuven's shekel. So what did he do wrong? He gave the shekel for Reuven. Even though he had in mind to give it for himself, Lamaisa, it's Reuven's shekel. So if somebody steals somebody's ola, and he brings it stam, it's the Bailam or Yotze. Because Mestama goes for the sake of the person who was mafresh the ola, not for the guy who stole it. Right? So where it says, where he said, Beferish, I'm giving it for me, not for the other guy. And the same thing, if the guy shechted an ola, not for the sake of Reuven. He stole Reuven's ola and he made it for Shimon. He said, I'm makla, this to shame me. Then it's a Shinui Bailam, it's not, and then the first Bailam is not Yotze. It's kosher, but it's not Yotze le Bailam. Michel Beis Rabban Gamliel, Shoyim Eskavein, the Dochvo, the Tocha Kupa. And it goes like Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel used to give immediately the thing into the kupa. He used to come, and when they were torahing the thing, he wanted his shekel, even though the truma was for everybody, and really everybody was yotzei anyway. He wanted his shekel, mamish, to go for the korbanos, right? Not just to be considered like it's his shekel. He wanted it to be mamish his shekel. So he threw it right into the thing beginning. Same thing over here. The guy came, and he said, "This shekel I'm giving for me." And he threw it into the thing. So the Maisa, what's it called? It's not Stam, it's for him. So he's Moel. Right? Here, for sure, the first guy is not the first guy shekel anymore. It's, this guy changed it and he made it his own. And he's potter now from giving another one. L'shem Bailam HaRishonim Chaperes HaMasnishin Parach. This is a question on the Mishnah. Amai Moel the shekel, the shekel, the atzmo. Why is the guy moel when he gives the shekel for himself? Hello, hashekel ain't no nikra shel mihu. You can't tell whose shekel this is. The yala shekel is shame by the marshalim. It should be, even though he had intention to give it for himself, it shouldn't work, and it should go for the original person who gave it to him. Kemo begoni v'loshesh. Just like you steal somebody's ola and your makrovitz tam, it goes, the kapara goes for the guy who you stole it from, not you. What?
That's
right. Yeah, but here also the shekel is also stam l'shma. Why not? I set. No, but I set this shekel for me. Why should it? The nurse terrorist, the pasha terrorist, looking where he had kavanah the other way. He said before the mesuyim she nosen hashekel mesuyim v'niskaven litrom l'shamay. He gave it the feirish. I'm giving this shekel for me. Uparich the chosh. Now the nurse says no, maybe not. The chosh lomar shema l'shirayim hey nofin. Why should we mechayev this guy a korban me'ila mitam vadai? Maybe his shekel didn't go in the what's it called in the to buy a korban. Maybe his shekel was left over. How do you know this shekel went for the korbanos? Maybe this is one of the ones left over for the next batch of korbanos. And v'chiyesh me'ila b'shirayim, and there's no me'ila on the shirayim. You're not moel and shiore halishka. Elikrim Meir. The Rav Meir Omer Moel and B'Shirayim and Chanami. Even if it went to the Shirayim, it's still Meila. The Chosh Shemel Shirayim Noflu. V'lo Yikna Behemah Mishekel. So they're not going to buy a thing. This is the leftover for the next time they're going to make the Truma Salishka. Ela Nisosa Belishka. Vehen Shiyori Alishka. Those are what's left over from Truma Salishka, and there's no Meila in that. V'lama Moel v'chiyesh Meila B'Shirayim. Ela Krav Meir, Domer Lekamon, Moel B'Shirayim, goes like Krav Meir, who says that there is Me'ila in what's left over after they were Torim the Lishka. What's left over also is still Hegdish. Old Tifter, Kolom Rav Vibyoy, same, another answer. So that's one answer, goes like Krav Meir. The Old, Hebe Mesuyim, it's talking where you dafka, what's it called, made sure that that shekel went into the Truma. It for sure didn't go to the Shirayim, like we said Ram Gamliel used to do, throw it in, make sure that that shekel ended up what's it called in the Truma, didn't put it in Stam and wait for them to be Torim. He threw it when they were Torim, he threw it in. So based Ram Gamliel, so you miskaven the Torma Lishmo. Okay. B'mesuyim kahadoshal based Ram Gamliel, so you miskaven dochem the kupa. The Lo Hayanisha B'Shirayim, it's for sure didn't go to Shirayim, because you were there. The shliach threw it in when they took the truma, and he made sure it went to the truma. Okay, one more thing. Manehena, what hanor do you get? What's it called? Mitzvah slav lahenes nitno. What's the hanor that you were yotze your shekel? Big deal. That's not hanor. That's a mitzvah. Elamai om rav oven b'shem rabbanan de tamon. Since now they can't force you to give another one, right? You're not nehenna from the fact that you gave this one, but you're nehenna from the fact that you're not chayv to give another one. That now they could have forced you, whatever, taken a mashkin from you, and they're not going to do that. That hanah is not hanah's mitzvah. That's what you're moel. Ma nehenna, my maybe korban meila, or ain meila, but nehenna min a hektish. Meila is only if you have hanah. The hacham my hanah ika. The either covered mitzvah shenosn l'shiklo high lav hanoi the mitzvah lav lahedus nitnu k'mishin ahena hitzalas in moment hektish. The hanoi is that you're not going to be chayiv. They're not going to come and take your mashkin from your house. You're not chayiv to pay another shekel. That's that they're not going to do. So that's what's it called. That's the hanoi. Okay.